Question 3. Listen to the passage. On a piece of paper, take notes on the main points of the listening passage.
Today I'll be talking about glaciers and, in particular, how glaciers are formed. First of all, do you know what a glacier is? Well, a glacier is a mass of ice, but there's more to it than that. A glacier is a mass of ice that's moving. Glaciers form where snow accumulates, where more snow falls than melts, so it piles up. If all the snow melts every year in a particular place, a glacier can't form there. And there needs to be considerable accumulation. If there's only a small amount of accumulation, then a glacier can't form because there needs to be considerable weight for a glacier to form. So there must be enough accumulation of sufficient weight for a glacier to form. When enough snow has accumulated, there's pressure on the snow underneath, enough pressure to transform the loose snowflakes into ice crystals. The weight of the accumulated snow causes the snowflakes to compress into ice crystals. And with more and more pressure, the smaller ice crystals pack together to create even larger crystals. The final step in the formation of a glacier is for the packed ice to begin to move. When the amount of crystallized ice becomes large enough, the packed ice begins to move and a glacier is born.